Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, my name is Sue. I have a very weird phobia. I am afraid of touching and even looking at belly buttons. I know it's silly, in fact, extremely silly, but it is what it is. The belly button that we all have is the thing that turns my life into hell. What do you mean exactly, you might ask? Here, let me break it down for you. 1. I can't touch my own belly button. 2. I don't let anyone, not even my mom, touch my belly button. 3. I can't touch anyone else's belly button. 4. I can't look when somebody is touching their own belly button. 5. And this is the worst. When I see someone whose belly button is exposed, I can't look at their belly because I fear that they will touch their belly button. They are all really bad, but the last one, not being able to look at other people's bellies, has really affected my life. I'll tell you why it's the worst in a moment. I began my story by saying that I have a belly button phobia, but some of you may not know what phobia means. Phobia is having an intense and irrational fear of something. Well, what's the difference between a regular fear and a phobia? Here's a good example. Let's say you're 5 or 6 years old and you're playing with a dog. The dog bites your hand, and of course you get really scared. After this, you might develop a fear of dogs. You don't want to touch them because you're afraid they'll bite. This is called being afraid of dogs, and it's normal, because it's based on a negative experience that you had. Having a phobia of dogs is a different thing. You might have a dog phobia even if you haven't had any bad experiences with dogs, and if you have a dog phobia, you'd freak out even when seeing a tiny cute puppy. Let me tell you how it goes with me. What do I feel when I see someone else's belly button? First, my heart starts beating really fast. I start sweating all over and I can't breathe. I feel pins and needles in my hands and feet. This is what simply catching a glimpse of a belly button does to me. If, God forbid, I see someone touch their belly button, then I go completely insane. I cover my face with both hands so I don't have to see what they're doing, but it's as if an invisible force makes me keep looking and I start to make really weird noises. Once, a friend of my mom's came over with her daughter, who is the same age as me. We were hanging out in my room. Suddenly, she pulled up her shirt and showed me her belly button. I got my belly button pierced last week. It was so painful but worth it. Do you think it looks good? She asked. While she was saying this, she was touching her piercing. It all happened so fast that I couldn't tell her to stop. My first reaction was to close my eyes, but I could still see the image of her belly button in my head. I clenched my fists and started making noises like a wild animal. I sat on the floor with my head in my hands. I kept making these noises as I rocked myself back and forth. When I came to myself, my mother was in the room. She said that the girl had run out from our house. Her mother had gone after her to see what was wrong. After half an hour, they still weren't back. If I were her, I'd be scared of me too. I'm all flushed just talking about it now. Obviously, I'm not the only one with this weird phobia. It's called omphalophobia. Like most medical terms, it comes from Greek. Omphalophobia is most common among women, and it often starts in adolescence. Mine started 2.5 years ago. At first, I didn't understand what was happening. In the summer, I often sleep wearing shorts. I began feeling uncomfortable with the waistband touching my belly button. I started waking up in the middle of the night because of this, and I realized that something was off. One morning, I thought, maybe there is a wound on my belly button and that's why it feels uncomfortable. And I touched my belly button very lightly. it felt like I was touching my internal organs. I immediately felt like I was going to faint, and I blacked out. I never touched my belly button again, and never let anyone else touch it either, until the day that I'm going to tell you about. Unfortunately, this phobia affects my life more than you'd think. For example, I used to really enjoy taking showers, but now it's like torture because I'm always afraid of touching my belly button. I can't go to the beach or the pool anymore. Just imagining seeing dozens of belly buttons around me gives me stomach cramps. But these are things I can control. I can stop going to the beach, and that's that. But sometimes I come across belly buttons by accident, like when I end up in an elevator with someone whose belly button is exposed, or see an actor's belly button on a huge movie screen at the theater.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm sure you'd pity me if you saw me in these moments because I'd be having a panic attack. So how can I speak so comfortably about something that I'm so sensitive about? I keep saying belly button over and over. Do I not feel uncomfortable? I do, but not as much as I used to because I've been going to therapy for 4.5 months. I avoided going to therapy for as long as I could, but it took a really bad experience for me to finally start going. One night I was studying for a test. I felt a pain around my belly button. At first, I tried ignoring it, but it soon became unbearable. I couldn't Google it because I was scared that when I typed in belly button pain, thousands of belly button photos would come up. I was going crazy. I finally called my sister Callie and told her what was going on. She panicked when she saw how much pain I was in and wanted to tell our parents. "Can you Google it first? Let's see if it could be something serious," I said. Callie started looking around on health sites. One website had a list of reasons based on the characteristics of the pain. She asked me what kind of pain it was. "I feel like my stomach is being cut with a knife," I said. According to the website, this type of pain could mean that your appendix has burst. My appendix bursting? That was the worst thing that could happen to someone like me. My heart started pounding. Think about it. The doctor was going to examine me by touching my belly button. My mom, my dad, the nurses, everyone was going to look at my belly button. And the worst part is the appendicitis surgery. I couldn't breathe. My whole abdomen, including my belly button, was going to become the center of attention. Lots of people were going to be touching it, looking at it, and talking about it. I blacked out at that moment. I remember telling Callie, "Don't tell mom and dad, I'm ready to die," as I was about to faint. I was in a hospital room when I woke up. Callie's diagnosis was correct. The problem was really my appendix. The funny thing is, when the doctor started examining me, I woke up. In fact, when he was touching my belly button, I opened my eyes and watched him. They took me into surgery right away, but I don't remember any of this. My brain probably took control of the situation and decided to knock me out, which is for the best because there's no way I could have gone through this consciously. The surgery went well, but things were really difficult afterwards. You know enough about me by now to figure out how it went. I don't need to say it all over again. Let me just say this. We had to go back 4 times to change the wound dressing. This alone may have cost me 4 years of my life. Once I recovered, my parents didn't waste any time taking me to a special psychiatry clinic. It's a center for the treatment of phobias. They created a treatment plan after the first meeting, and I started seeing a therapist regularly. The clinic has been around for 12 years, and I was only their second patient with a belly button phobia. During the treatment, I met with a lot of other patients. I noticed that the most common phobia is the fear of heights. It's called acrophobia, These people can't even look at a photo that was taken from a high place. Another common phobia is the fear of flying. These people are terrified of getting on a plane. People were really surprised when I told them about my phobia. They found it hard to believe. Only two of them didn't react like that because they had such unusual phobias that they thought mine wasn't so strange. Should I tell you quickly? They are really interesting. One is called gelatophobia. It comes from the Greek word gelos, which means laughter. You guessed it, right? Yep, fear of laughter. People with this phobia are afraid of both laughter itself and people who are laughing. This makes them terrified of things like jokes and anything that can make people around them laugh because they are so scared of laughter. The person who had this phobia was a 40-year-old academic specializing in ancient Egyptian history. He said that he found history boring, but still decided to pursue it as a career because he thought that people who are into history are boring people who rarely smile. Basically, he chose this profession to be around people who never laugh. When I met him, he had made a lot of progress during his treatment, so he was doing okay. He even asked me to tell a joke to prove that he was much better. The other really interesting phobia is cacophobia. It comes from the Greek word kako, which means bad or unpleasant. What do you think this phobia is about? This one's harder to guess. It's the fear of ugliness. People with cacophobia can't look at the faces of people who they think are ugly. In fact, they can't even be around them. For example, if someone who they think is ugly sits next to them on a plane, they have a physical reaction. The woman who was being treated for cacophobia was in her 30s. She said she rates everyone's looks on a scale from 1 to 10 and has to stay away from those whom she judges to be lower than a 7. Don't get angry with her over it because it's totally out of her control. Please remember what a phobia is: having an extreme and irrational fear of something. My treatment is still in progress, and as you can see, it's going pretty well because I don't have any difficulties talking about belly buttons. I still can't look at other people's belly buttons, but I've made peace with mine. I even started touching it once in a while. Thanks for listening to me. If you want to hear more stories like this, subscribe to this channel. Bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, everyone. My name is Annie. I'm 15 years old. About 3 years ago, I found out that my mom was not actually my mother. Turns out she kidnapped me from the hospital. My life was turned upside down. They wanted to change my name. I can't get used to my new family. I'm so unhappy and I have no one to talk to about these things. Let me tell you everything from the beginning. To make sure that you don't get confused about who's who, I'll refer to the woman who brought me up as my fake mom. The woman who gave birth to me and who I'm living with now, I'll call my real mom. I was 12 when I learned this terrible truth about my life. I was in school and I was called to the principal's office. There was a policeman and 2 women waiting for me there. One of them was a psychologist and the other was a social worker. Apparently, you need a psychologist there when telling kids about stuff like this. The social worker was going to take care of me until I was taken to my new family. They told me about what happened very simply. The people who brought me up weren't my real family. The woman who I thought was my mom had stolen me from my real mom. I was going to be taken to my real family as soon as possible, and I was going to live with them from now on. My whole life changed at that moment. My real family lived in another city. A few days later, the social worker took me to meet my new family. I went from being a single child to having a brother. My real mom is a cashier at a convenience store. She couldn't get time off work, so we met her at the store. She started crying when she saw me. My real dad is a construction worker. He's often out of town for work. I met him when he came home for the weekend. But they were complete strangers to me. When the truth came out, my fake mom was taken into custody at work. My fake dad was picked up from home and taken to the police station. After the initial interrogation, my fake mom was arrested and taken to jail. My fake dad was released because he thought that I was his real daughter. So you see, my fake mom tricked him too. Here's the most exciting part. I'll tell you about how I got kidnapped. My fake mom had to confess to everything and describe every detail of how she kidnapped me during her trial. 15 years ago, my real mom felt labor pains when she was getting ready to go to work. They didn't have a lot of money back then, just like now. So she had to go to work even when she was 9 months pregnant. When she got to the hospital, they said it was too early to take her into the delivery room, but they didn't send her home either. They made her wait in her room until her contractions became regular. A while later, a nurse came into her room. After a short conversation, the nurse asked my real mom where the father is. "My husband is working in another city. He'll probably come tomorrow," she said. You guessed it right. That woman wasn't really a nurse. She was my fake mom, dressed as a nurse on the hunt for a baby. In court, she explained that she stole the nurse's uniform from the hospital's laundry room. She had short hair back then, but she wore a wig to disguise herself. Since it was a large hospital, it was easy for her to walk around pretending to be a nurse. She approached pregnant women to figure out whether or not they were alone. They took my real mom to the delivery room shortly after. I was born 20 minutes after 12. Then they brought my real mom back to the same room. Once she had rested, they brought the baby, meaning me, into the room to be nursed for the first time. A nurse who was an expert on breastfeeding gave my real mom a quick intro, then left my mom alone with me. Half an hour later, my fake mom came into the room still wearing her nurse outfit. She asked my real mom if she had breastfed the baby. My real mom said she did as much as she could. I had an identification bracelet on my wrist. My fake mom said, "The baby will get her first vaccinations. In the meantime, why don't you get some sleep?" She didn't want my real mom to get suspicious. "What will you name her? The bracelet only has your name on it." "Let's put the baby's name on the bracelet too," said my fake mom. My real mom said they were going to name me Crystal. My fake mom took me and left. She had stashed a large bag in the bathroom nearby. She went straight there and put me inside the bag, threw away the nurse's uniform and the wig, and just walked out of the hospital through the front door. I started crying and screaming. She thought she'd attract attention if she took a taxi or a bus, so she walked all the way home, which took about 5 or 6 hours. So why did my fake mom do something like this? Even though it doesn't excuse it, there is a tragic story behind what she did. My fake mom and my fake dad weren't getting along at the time. My fake dad wanted a divorce. My fake mom got pregnant, even though she didn't want to, just to save her marriage. She thought her husband would not leave her alone with a baby. As it turned out, he still left her. However, because of the pregnancy, he didn't file for divorce. So she got excited, thinking, when the baby is born and he sees it and holds it, he'll melt and come back home. So she went to the hospital the moment she felt contractions, but the doctor said that the baby was no longer alive.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
She was devastated because she felt that she not only lost her baby, but also her husband. In that state of mind, she came up with the devious plan to steal someone else's baby and make it her own. She knew she couldn't do it at the same hospital because it was too small. After a while, she started visiting the city's largest hospital, which is where she stole me from. After she brought me home, she waited a few days before telling anyone. Finally, she told her mom, my fake grandmother, and then her husband, my fake father, that she gave birth. Obviously, nobody thought that I could have been a stolen baby. When my fake dad saw me, he fell in love with me right away, and he moved back home and got back together with my fake mom the next day. I'm sure many of you are really curious, even though I have mixed feelings. I still love both of them. They are the ones who brought me up, gave me the best of everything, and made me feel loved all the time. My fake mom is a public relations director, and my fake dad is a software engineer. We were doing really well financially. We had a beautiful home, and I went to a really good private school. But more importantly, we were a happy family. We have such wonderful memories together. Both my fake dad and my fake mom are amazing people. I miss them and our old days so much. My real mom is not to blame, of course. Somebody stole her baby and she had to live with that pain all these years. But even if she is my real mom, she is still a total stranger to me. I try to be nice to her, but I can't say that we're getting along very well. Once we started living together, she started calling me by the name she had given me. "Good morning, Crystal. How are you, Crystal? What would you like to eat, Crystal? At first, I didn't say anything, but my name is Annie. I love my name, and I definitely do not want to change it. Finally, I had to tell her that. I understand you, but I don't think I can get used to another name, I said. She was really sad. I don't want to call you by the name a kidnapper gave you. What are we going to do? She asked. She was right. This was just another problem with no solution. We've been living together for 3 years now. My brother and my real dad call me Annie. But my real mom can only call me dear or sweetheart. She avoids saying my name. I feel like my new family and I come from different worlds. We are so different that when I got to know them, I began to think that there's no way I could be their child. But they had done a DNA test for the court, which proved that they are actually my real parents. Hold on, I don't think I told you how this all came out. That part of the story is also a bit tragic. It was my fake mom's own mother who told the truth to the police. My fake mom and her mother never got along. Honestly, I don't really like her because she has always been sneaky. One day, when I was a baby, she came to visit and came across the identification bracelet from the hospital. It had my real mom's name on it, so she got suspicious but didn't say anything at the time. She went to the hospital and did some research to find out what had happened. That's how she learned that my fake mom had lost her baby. She is so evil that she kept this to herself all this time, but used it against my fake mom years later. My fake grandmother had been living in a nursing home for some time, and she wasn't happy about it. When my fake mom went to visit her, she said she hated it there and told her that she wanted to live with her. But my fake mom said no. They had a huge fight, and my fake grandmother called the police and told them everything to get revenge. Right now, I'm not allowed to see my fake family. I mean, my fake mom is in prison and she'll be there for another 4 years. She may not be my biological mom. She may have stolen me, but she's the one who brought me up. I told you, I miss her a lot, and I'm sure she misses me too. I'm so confused. I don't feel anything towards my real mom and dad. I feel bad saying this, but I feel like I had a better family and lived a nicer life thanks to my fake mom. I wish the truth never came out. I wish I could go back to how things used to be. But there is nothing I can do. I have to focus on my future. I'm waiting until I turn 18. I'm going to leave my real family as soon as I can. I want to live with my fake mom when she gets out of jail, no matter what it takes. I won't accept anything else. I've been referring to her as my fake mom, but I don't feel like that at all. To me, she is my real mom, and I'm her one and only daughter. Thank you so much for listening to my story. If you want to share your own story, send it to the email address in the description box. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.